love, taught the wrong way. Each of us has the ability to contribute to a more awakened and enlightened humanity. Only by sharing love and compassion can we truly improve the world we live in. Love is not dependent on intellect or education. It exists within us all in silence, waiting to be utilized as the driving force of our lives. However, many of us have forgotten what love truly is. As children, we knew love in its purest form, an abundance of joy that we shared freely with all those around us. But as we grew older, society twisted our understanding of love, and we became afraid to share it for fear of losing it. We began to equate love with material possessions and monetary gain, reducing it to a mere commodity. We developed an unconscious mentality of scarcity, wanting to receive more love than we give, depriving others of the love they deserve. This has turned us into hypocrites, unconscious of our actions and the impact they have on those around us. The world has taught us to love out of fear, but this teaching is inherently hypocritical. It is not our fault, however. The human mind is naturally susceptible to fear. To see beyond it, we must try to look deeper. We have been taught to identify love, kindness, and all virtues. But this attempt at teaching has led us to discriminate. To learn about virtues, we compare, judge, and discriminate against others, even humiliating them in the process. This has made our attempt at teaching about virtues non-virtuous in every way. We must recognize this unconscious thought process that we have instilled in our children and society. We have unconsciously discriminated and have started to hate one another. We fear the judgment of others if we fail to possess virtues, which makes us dishonest with ourselves and our children. We also become violent when someone judges us as non-virtuous. We have unintentionally done this to our children, parents, and loved ones. This kind of discrimination strengthens the ego and makes us less intelligent. It all started with an attempt to teach virtues, but virtues cannot be taught intellectually. They must be experienced through spirituality, which is an inner journey. So, how can we teach someone, especially a child, to be good? We do not need to teach them anything. We simply need to give them true love and affection. True love has no conditions attached to it. When we attach conditions to love, it becomes untrue. We need to show our children and loved ones that they are loved unconditionally. When we do this, we create an environment of love and compassion that allows for the natural expression of virtues. True love and affection are the keys to unlocking the potential for goodness within ourselves and others.